Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Hey, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you being here. Great day for football, but every day is a great day for football. And the guys, the heat's good for us, really good. That's how you get in shape. That's how you train. And our guys trained in a great way today. They dominated the heat, had a really good practice. So we're in a good place. What questions do you have?
So, Coach, for you, is it the heat or the humidity?
Huh?
Is it the heat or the humidity?
It's probably both. What was the humidity? It was high. Heat index is 102. I think it takes into effect both of those. You're probably aware of that. Yeah. Yeah. Asking a weather question. Yeah, oh, you got your fan. Jerry's got his fan. You want to show the camera how you use it. Show him how. Can you get that? Jerry on the phone. That's nice. It's nice. Are you an outdoor mouse or an indoor mouse?
I love outdoor.
You're an outdoor mouse.
I just don't want the sun on me for skin purposes. Yeah. I have to hydrate.
How much does it take? Take a lot of water for that body right there?
Yeah, I gained 5 pounds.
Oh, okay.
And then I lose it walking.
But we digress. Yeah, you know, I mean, like every player, especially a guy like that, certainly always have high expectations and hopes. Aspirations is probably the right word. And, you know, now you just take it one day at a time and see how far it goes and what he becomes. But so far, he's playing at a really high level. You know, he's passed every test, but there's more tests to come.
Regarding Keaton Mitchell, it looks like he's being more involved in different ways in the offense this time.
I think Keaton, you know, he's a versatile guy. He's obviously speed, but I know that we saw this before, you know, in his rookie year, but he can catch the ball. He can run routes, and he's dangerous. You saw him on a couple different kind of routes out there. He can really go. Yesterday, Roquan made a crazy good play covering him, which was kind of shocking, actually, in the sense of you think that's a mismatch, and Roquan made a great play, but you could see our guys, our running backs, challenging those guys. Yeah, he had a good day. It was a good test day. You know, had kicks kind of situationally all week, and then to come out here and take it deep like that was a good day.
So I wanted to ask you about Zach Ertz. So he's got a year under his belt as a coordinator. Defense really turned around at the end of the year last year. With his growth, the way that he approaches the game, what have you seen in the last year?
You know, what I expected to see probably. I mean, you know, Zach's a fantastic coach, great human being, works really hard, and he's really good. So doing a great job. Yeah. Well, just again, we're just stacking days, just seeing how far we can go with all the details. It's not really too big picture right now. You know, we're trying to lock in on the little things. You know, when you do a lot of little things well, then the big things kind of take care of themselves. So that's what we're focused on. Yeah, I haven't really thought about it in such a deep way. We just try to cover all the situations, you know. So as you go through training camp, when you organize a training camp, we try to set it up from beginning to end and try to make sure that we teach, we walk through, and then we rep every situation we can, both at a teaching pace and also then at as much as we can as a game pace, you know. So we just try to put them in those situations. Then football is just naturally tough. It's a tough sport. Probably the only sport where you start the season in 102 heat index and you finish in, you know, minus zero type conditions. It's just crazy the way this thing works. And to me, it's one of the things that makes the sport so great. So that makes it tough as well. What was it again?
Your expectations for Monday.
Expectations. Yeah, I mean, that's always exciting. When the pads come on, Monday the pads come on. We've got Saturday first, so we'll be thinking about that. But the guys will be excited because they've been out there doing a lot of football where they can't really play football. And even at that, we're not going to be tackling. We may go live with the young guys at the end of practice if we have time and we feel right about it, because we want to get them tackling before the first preseason game, and why not start? But, you know, the blocks will be more realistic. You know, the ball, the carries, the punching the ball, it'll all be more like real football. And I know they'll be excited for that. No, he's okay. He's good. He's fine.
Marlon mentioned that they're restarting the early morning workouts. Maybe you're in the gym with them.
Yeah.
What does that mean to see all those guys up there?
It's awesome. It's awesome. That place is packed. At 6 o'clock, it starts really filling up. You know, 7 o'clock, it's packed. We've got that's our schedule right now. But those guys, they're in early. I get it. You know, you get in there even earlier, and you get a little time. You know, you buy yourself an hour or so to get some breakfast and gather yourself, maybe recover from the lift, but also the bonding part of it. Marlon's in a great place. I mean, he's setting a real high standard. I would say that our most decorated players are setting the highest standard for the team right now. When your best players and your most decorated players are your hardest workers, that's a really good thing. And you see that with our team and everybody else. That's how you lead. And Marlon, along with all those other guys that you know who they are, is at the forefront of that. I think they're gelling really well. I mean, I see young guys. I mean, you saw an interception. I'm going to say number 30 because he's still a rookie. You know, we're not talking about – we talk about Malachi, I guess, 24. We could call him 24, but he's a first-round pick. Reuben Lowry, because he had a pick. That was as good a play as you're ever going to see. But to see them on the same page the way they've been, we came out here today in all this heat, and they weren't thinking about the heat. They were thinking about executing their plays, and they're doing a good job of it.
We'll do two more.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks.